Welcome to another episode of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, where they call me Chris.
And I'm Rob.
You're who?
Rob.
Well, you're not. You're talking weird.
No, I'm talking dramatically.
He said, I'm Rob. What's
up? I'm Rob.
And this is the Chris and Rob Show, 749-1444. Are the digits you need if you would like to call into
That's
this.
Area code 513 if you're dialing from Knoxville, Tennessee.
5 minutes after 10 o'clock on a muggy Tuesday evening. How? What are you doing to beat the heat, Rob?
Man, I'm just chilling. I got pudding down my pants.
You're chilling like a mega villain?
I got pudding down my pants.
I filled my bathtub up with tomato juice and ice cubes. Took a bath in it this morning. I feel like $1 million.
That's what you do if you get sprayed by a skunk. That's not what you do to cool off.
I live in Norwood, dude. The whole town smells like a skunk.
Sprayed by a skunk.
I gotta work in a different part of town, you know what I'm saying? I already said the phone number, 749-1444. The website address is cincinnatlas.com, and we're the Chris and Rob Show. We got fan mail. Actually, we got fan email. If you want to send us fan email, send it to waif@cincinnatlas.com.
Mm-hmm.
And our fan email this week goes a little bit like this. Dear Jerks, following you will find the haiku that you so rudely cut me off from giving on your crummy radio show the other night.
How do you know it's for us if it starts off Dear Jerks?
It was in our email mailbox thing.
Don't you get wrong mail at your home? Do you not get mail
addresses? Well, the haiku is about us, so it must be to us. It says, the following you will find the haiku that you so rudely cut me off from, and yes, it is 575, since I ought to know being more educated than either one of you walruses, and it goes like this. Remember, this is 575, it's a haiku. Fat guys, Chris and Rob, co-host the late night talk show. Don't like to hear belch. And why you love to cut me off, I don't know, but you should not be so two-faced, even though you big guys have space enough on your fat bodies for two or three of everything, as to bash anyone else on another radio station for censoring when you do the same thing for someone with as wholesome and non-offensive speech as your superhero friend, the fantastic Pez Man, defender of Porkopolis. Well, if you're a regular listener to the program, which I'm sure many of you out there tuned in tonight are, you'd know that whenever this fantastic Pez Man character calls, he makes a fool of himself. He plays a burping sound over the telephone, you know, goes, and who wants to tune in the radio and hear burping sounds? I mean, if I want to hear burping sounds, I'll watch MTV when Beavis and Butthead come on. I don't need some dude calling himself the fantastic Pez Man to call into my radio show and burp.
Nevertheless, thanks for the letter, fantastic Pez Man. Again, if you'd like to write Chris and Rob, the address is
Post Office Box 6126, Cincinnati, Ohio 45206. If you didn't get it, give us a call, 749-1444. Just check out the website at cincinnatlas.com. That's like a Cincinnati and an Atlas. You stick them together, you get Cincinnatlas, CincinnatLas.com. Hey, Rob.
Yeah, what's that?
How can you tell which end of a worm is a head and which end of the worm is a tail?
I don't know, Chris. How can you tell which end of a worm is the head?
You tickle it and you see which end laughs.
That's a pretty good joke.
It's all right. The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, 749-1444. We're taking your calls until 2. We got a whole bunch of nifty things lined up, but nobody showed up yet. We have guests booked. Booked through out the two-hour program, and none of them have showed up yet, but they will. And this certainly beats last week when the phones didn't work.
This is the world-famous Mike McGuire from the Mike McGuire Show.
We got the world-famous Mike McGuire coming up.
Well, he doesn't want to go on. He's from Big Island. He's with the other guys. Yeah.
Hey, Mike McGuire from the Mike McGuire Show. What's going on?
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good.
Now, you're the world-famous Mike McGuire from the Mike McGuire Show?
Well, I don't know how famous I am, but that's me. That's
back in the day, Mike McGuire was the guy that whenever they had the Chicago Knockers mud wrestling team come to the Butler County Fairgrounds, they knew there was only one man in that county of Butler who was man enough to take on the Chicago Knockers, and that was Mike McGuire.
That's me. I had the courage to do it.
So, how did you get involved in the Mike McGuire Show in the first place?
Well, I heard about a position open in television broadcasting at Hamilton High School to teach that position. I applied for it. I got the job, and I thought that could be a good way to give students an opportunity to learn how to produce a television show by actually doing one.
A lot of people don't know, but when I was in 11th and 12th grade at Hamilton High, Hamilton High class of 83. I would get out of study hall, third period or second period, and I would go down to the TV studio there at the Big Blue.
Yeah.
And check out the Mike McGuire show.
Yeah.
And now I go to Casanova's and Ripley's and Top Cats and Southgate House and all the fine musical establishments around. I check out the Mike McGuire, and he's playing the big Hammond B3 organ thingamajiggy for Big in Iowa.
That's me.
And you're looking for the other Big in Iowa guys now, aren't you?
I'm a hard guy to get rid of.
Big in Iowa is slated to be performing here on the Chris and Rob show tonight if they show up. But since they're big-time rock stars in the tri-state area, they're probably drunk, stoned, and hanging out with a bunch of underage teenage girls in Norwood, right?
Well, I guess it's possible. Anything's possible with those guys, but I know they're on the way down.
So the Mike McGuire show, huh? Do you find that your role as an educator supersedes and is more fulfilling than your role as a television host?
Well, it was a very fulfilling job that I had, but I sure had a good time with the television show, too, that's for sure.
But when
I got to do a lot of neat stuff, like mud wrestle with those girls.
The Chicago Knockers.
Yeah.
That wasn't all that bad of a gig.
But did you ever feel that your role as an educator got in the way of stardom and fame?
Not really, no. Not really.
Sorry, at the high school, at Hamilton High School, you can probably get better drugs than Johnny Carson ever could get anyway, right?
Not at Hamilton High.
No, not there.
I don't know what this
guy's talking. Absolutely not.
Mike, we sure appreciate you checking in. I'm sure the Big and Iowa guys will be here in a minute, and we're sorry to drag you through all this.
Hey, it's my pleasure. This was truly an unexpected surprise. I just wanted to check and see what time they were going to be there.
Well, any minute. Scott Miller from the V-Roys is supposed to call. Big and I was
He's
supposed
loaded.
To be here.
He's hammered
and
somewhere.
No one's showing up. No one's calling. So you called, and we dragged you into the limelight.
Hey, it's my pleasure. I hope you guys will come and check us out sometime. We got some great tunes on the new CD.
Twisted.
Yes, sir.
You'll be premiering that bad boy Thursday at Ripley's.
That's right.
And we'll talk to Bob and Mr. K from Big in Iowa about that and more a little bit later.
All right, thank you.
We appreciate it. Nice talking to you.
All right, Bob and Ken just showed up.
Bob and Ken from Big in Iowa are live in the studio, and this is their band, Big in Iowa.
I've been searching my soul. I've been searching my soul. I was lost in a world of empty dreams. Oh, yes, I was. Just another victim of the college scene. Oh, no. Alcohol and party until dawn. Oh, yeah. I would usually wake up face down on the lawn. Oh, yes, I would. Know what I was doing? I was searching my soul. Drink just a little bit.
big in Iowa, and they're not just big in Iowa, they're big in the Queen City, too. I'm Chris.
I'm over here off mic.
And I'm Rob.
There we go. And the reason we're only using one microphone tonight is because the other mic is sitting in front of Big in Iowa. Bob and Mr. K, what's going on, boys?
How are you guys?
Fabulous, and yourself?
We're real good. We're glad to be here tonight.
You have a new CD in the works. It's probably already been released to the general public.
No, not the general public, just Europe.
That would be Thursday it's going to be released to the general public.
That's correct. Actually, you can find it in some of your selected local record stores right now.
And you're opening up for the Mojo Nixon Thursday night, right?
No, that's kind of backwards, actually.
How's that work?
We're actually, it's our CD release party, and Mojo's going to co-headline, but it's going to be Rick Hickey, Mojo, and then us.
Does Mojo know this?
Probably not till tomorrow when he gets into town.
And this this party is taking place at which local establishment?
Ripley's Alive. You all know where that is.
All my hippie friends hang out there.
All your hippie friends?
Yeah.
Is that the pot-smoking ones?
A couple of them.
Okay, that's
so
cool.
You're going to be blowing the doors off Ripley's. If somebody's never heard Big in Iowa before and all they're going to hear is what they're going to hear on the radio show tonight, what can they expect at a Big in Iowa show?
Wings.
Yeah, free chicken wings.
Oh, you guys got free chicken wings at every show?
Yeah, well, there was this band we heard that had this really cool show with free pizza. So we had to get chicken wings and some fresh deli trays and some stuff like that, fresh veggies.
Now, why are you guys called Big in Iowa? Is there a story behind that?
Obviously, you know there's a story. You wouldn't ask that question.
I mean, it sounds like, you know, it's like a haiku. You guys are big in Iowa. You guys could have called yourself Big in Nebraska, Big in Minnesota, but you called yourself Big in Iowa.
We were going to go for Chautauqua, actually, but it was too hard to pronounce on the radio.
Why Big in Iowa?
Do you want to tell the story, Bobby? Let's turn it over to Bob Burns, singer and dancer.
I've been known to shake my booty.
And a big booty it is, too.
More for the shaking. Anyways, my uncle was in a band called the Escorts back in the 60s and the 70s in Iowa. And they had like some label, Bluebird Records or some kind of label. But anyways, they were played in a five-state area. They had a lot of radio play. They played all the universities. And they got a chance to open up for The Killer, Jerry Lee, one night.
Oh, my God.
And Jerry Lee really liked my uncle's.
Wait a minute, I forgot about this.
What?
Did he have his teenage wife with him?
My uncle or Jerry Lee?
Your uncle.
No. But my uncle really liked Jerry Lee really liked my uncle's guitar playing. And he asked him if he wanted to go on the road, you know, if he was curious. And my uncle pretty much turned him down because at the time, his band was Big in Iowa.
Now you guys are Big in Iowa in Cincinnati. If you want to talk to Big in Iowa, just dial us up here at the Chris and Rob Show. 749-1444 is the phone number if you want to talk to real live musician types.
Phone sex.
So how's the new CD Twisted different from the first CD called Big in Iowa?
You want me to take that?
Either one of you. Go ahead.
Oh, well, first and foremost, it was recorded 24-track analog on a great big 2-inch machine instead of like one of those home things. And we did it in a studio in Columbus called John Schwab Recording. John Schwab used to be in McGuffey Lane. It was a band in the 70s.
I heard of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they had some success.
What was their hit called?
I forget. They were a great band, a great live band. They're still playing, like they play the state fair and they play a lot of the things in the northern Ohio, Columbus area. But a dynamite studio in Columbus, and we went up there and recorded with this engineer, Joe Veers, who is a genius. I would tell people to go work with him any day of the week and twice on Sunday if you can get him to work on Sunday. But he's an incredible engineer, and just the depth sonically of this record is incredible. And plus the songs, you know, we've been together 2 years now, so the songs are a little more concise, a little more happening. I think it tells more the personality of the band, this record, than the first record really did, because the first record we didn't really have any type of personality. We didn't play one gig before we did the first record. We just got together, wrote songs, and did the record. And now we've been playing for 2 years, and I think the record kind of shows, you know, Bob's singing better, and his dancing isn't much better, but his singing is a lot better.
After 2 years of Big in Iowa, would you say that you guys are popular? Are you drawn now? Do people come out and see the shows?
People hate our guts.
The song Justine the Acid Queen. Is that a Who reference? Like the Who, the Acid Queen?
No, not at all. It's about a girl that we knew that...
A waitress.
Yeah,
a real person from Hamilton?
Yeah, Justine is her name, and she was our favorite bartender because every time we'd walk in a bar and we'd make an order, it was like Dick's Last Resort in Chicago. She'd tell us right where to go and walk off and never serve us, and that's why we loved her so much. And she was always suffering from some chemical state of imbalance.
The song is Justine, the Acid Queen. The band is Big in Iowa. If you want to call in, 749-1444.
So clean, Justine, 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 the Acid Queen. Driving down the road with one eye closed, smelling with her tongue and tasting with her nose. Where's the tie-dye wherever she goes? Justine, Justine, Justine. The Acid Queen. Justine's an artist, don't you know? She painted a beard on Marilyn Monroe. Cut off her ear like Vincent Van Gogh. Justine, Justine, the Acid Queen. Justine, the Acid Queen, red, yellow, blue, and green. A bowl of soup and some saltines. Justine, 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 the Acid Queen. Justine, the Acid Queen, dropping more hits than you ever seen. How does she keep her table so clean? Justine, Justine, Justine.
Sounds like Big in Iowa to me with Justine, the Acid Queen, a waitress from Hamiltucky, Ohio, the Chris and Rob Show with Big in Iowa, the local band. Bob and Mr. K are in the stewed with us. And if you would like to call into the program and talk to the boys from Big in Iowa, the phone number is 749-1444.
So how'd the band get together way back 2 years ago?
Well, it started out at a bar called Scooters in Hamilton. There was an open jam there, and I had a horrible band together, and I had a few songs, and the guy had a few songs. But anyways, we went to go showcase our talents at Mr. K's jam session at Scooters. And Ken pretty much realized the band sucked, but realized we had some good songs. So that's when he stepped in and became the band weasel.
So you're the Yoko Ono of Bob's first band?
No, here's what
is
happened.
Is that what he's saying?
I'll tell
that's
you.
That's what it sounds like to
me. I think that's what he's saying.
I think you're like the Linda McCartney. Hey, leave your band. Go form Wings with me.
Ken's cuter than Yoko, though.
Well, here's what happened. Is I said to Bob, I said, you know, you guys should consider, you know, getting a drummer and recording these songs and doing this and doing that. And then it was like, there were, and I don't want to pick on the guys, because, I mean, but there were a couple, one person in particular in the band that was a psychotic nut, and I just knew, I just told Bob, I said, there's no way in hell this is going to ever work.
How do you really feel?
I have a radio co-host who's a psychotic nut. I can relate to it.
But it just, you know, it was obvious that it wasn't going to work. I mean, after trying to get something, you know, you try to organize people and get things going on, and it was obvious it just wasn't going to work out.
But I got to say, I haven't seen Bob's first band. There are more hot chicks on stage on that first band than there are during Big in Iowa.
One of our first gigs was with Monkey Biscuit.
And there was two hot chicks on stage the whole time with what you guys. whatever Linda, you were back then.
Linda and Becky are backup singers.
The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Phone number is 749-1444. Operators are standing by. And we're going to give a free Big in Iowa CD to the next caller.
And Mike McGuire can't call.
No. And, you know, you don't even have to answer a trivia question. We just want to know that you dig cool local music and you dig Big in Iowa. 749-1444. Operators are standing by.
Are you guys coming to the CD release party?
Oh, you bet.
Are you both coming?
Yeah, heck yeah.
Because we're filling out the guest list. We want to make sure that we get you guys.
Put us both down.
Yeah.
Do you find being from Hamilton that some of the Cincinnati people don't like you?
They treat us like we're idiots.
What the hillbillies?
I'm going to tell you right now, like they always say Hamilton's finest whenever they do a review. Yeah, and then they always talk about us. They always make reference about us like being biker thugs and like doing biker parties and stuff. And that's cool. I mean, that's all fine and well because we do a lot of that stuff. But it's like, you know, some people I got to say that we get some very backhanded comments. That's okay.
But you guys are fat rednecks who drive pickup trucks and listen to Lynyrd Skynyrd, right?
I drive a Corsica, and I like Elvis Costello. And I do have a GMC truck that I drive, yes. But I don't have a gun rack. I do, however, have a Rottweiler.
Do you?
There's none. That kills possums.
But the thing is, the guys from Cincinnati are just as dumb as the guys from Hamilton. They're just not as colorfully dumb.
What is it? Just take the caller. I'm not afraid.
It's
come
Rick.
On.
Hello, Rick. You're on the air.
Well, you said Mike McGuire couldn't call in for the free CD, so I thought I would.
No, you don't
you
win
can't
either.
Win either. Well, and here's Rick. God. Rick's a hillbilly from Middletown. He's worse than both of us.
Who is Rick? We don't
he's
do inside radio
player.
Here. He's hey, in I'm your
just,
band?
Yeah, he's the guitar player.
I'm just babysitting tonight here at the trailer park.
Yeah, see?
Ask Rick what his favorite color is.
What's your favorite color, Rick?
Is this a trick question?
Hey, so is the signal coming all the way to Middletown, or have you moved down south just to listen to Chris and Rob like you do every Tuesday night?
That's exactly what I do. Now, actually, it's coming in. I'm on the second floor. I've got my antenna with some coat hangers out the window, and it's coming in.
So you're outside in the Winnebago.
That's correct.
Well, do you have any tornado tips for us? What should you do when a tornado watch is in effect?
Well, hell, you go out the front door and you watch it.
With a beer in one hand and a smoking joint in the other, right?
No, you can't talk about that kind of stuff.
So you're in this band with these folks, right?
Yeah.
You're the one that gets all the checks, I take it?
Negative.
Because it ain't these two guys.
No, it's the drummer.
You'd be surprised.
Is it the drummer?
The drummers.
Yeah. The drummer?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. He gets laid like cheap carpet.
Well, Rick, since you bothered to take the time to call in, do you have any tour stories for us? You know, every band that goes on the road, every band that cuts a record, every band that plays a gig has a story about a wild party, a crazy woman, or some drug that had the wrong effect.
Unfortunately, I can't repeat any of the stories. And plus, we don't go too far. I mean, on the road for us is like, you know, down to Covington or something.
The Southgate House is a road trip for us.
Right.
We live up north in Butler County. It's 100 miles.
Well, when the new CD Twisted breaks loose on the Billboard charts, I'm sure you'll be playing everywhere from the Pacific Ocean to the Atlantic Ocean.
Absolutely.
We're just waiting to go to Germany, really.
Yeah.
How are you going to go to Germany? You're not going to a German record label or something. You and the Scorps.
Well, we're on Blue Rose, which has got a lot of American artists. They've got, I think, 32 acts total on the label. And
Steve Wynn.
Yeah, Steve Wynn from the Dream Syndicate, Peter Hossipel, who was with the DBs and REM. Yeah, some of the guys have major deals here in the States. So that's it's a pretty cool thing.
Cowboy Mouth used to be with Blue Rose.
Right. And Jupiter Coyote, which is another kind of country band. That's right.
Good Zunheit.
What's it like working for Germans, man? They crack the whip on you?
Actually,
if these guys work for Germans, they probably have 52 paid holidays a year, right?
Well, actually, what actually happened is we had to have Marge Schott negotiate the contract.
Anything else to tell us before we open up the lines, Rick?
No, I just wanted to check in.
Well, party on, Garth.
Thanks a lot.
Later.
Bye.
749-1444. If you want to talk to Big in Iowa, we got a CD waiting for you. And Big in Iowa sounds a little bit like this.
I'm down, not up, been twisted all around. So
Signs by The Big in Iowa. Neon Signs is the name of the song.
He started it.
The new CD is called Twisted. Why is it so twisted? Is that like a reference to your mental state?
Actually, that's a part of the lyric of the song you just played.
Twisted.
We thought it described
from Neon Signs.
It's twisted.
And we got old Big in Iowa here in the studio. Bob and Mr. K from Big in Iowa are sitting next to me. And if you'd like to call in, the phone number is 749-1444. This is the closest to rock line you guys are ever going to get.
Okay. Go ahead, Bob.
Listen to Radio Frequency every Saturday night. The stroke of midnight, live music begins. Doc Diablo and Theo Nouncer go stage side with the best of local, regional, and national performers. When? Saturdays at midnight. Where? 88.3 FM. Why? Because we like you. If you'd like to be featured, call our event line at 513-251-9942 or write RFL P.O. Box 72123, Newport, Kentucky, 41072, and now I feel like one of those models from Star Search.
My turn?
Your turn. Okay.
My close personal friend and roadie, who helps the band out, Norm, had this terrible problem with genital warts. And there is no cure, but there is treatment. So, after watching...
Yeah, right. It's always the roadie. It's always my friend, the roadie.
It always is the guy
who got the genital... Wasn't
he always
you.
Has them.
Doctor, my friend the roadie got genital warts. What should I tell him to do?
Like this. Call the American Social Health Association for a free brochure by calling 1-800-677-4100. That's 1-800-677-4100 if you're like my close personal friend and roadie Norm.
And this isn't something to kid around about. Genital warts is a very serious problem for many people, and we shouldn't kid around it, and we should take it very seriously. Have you cleared your little problem up?
What problem?
Okay. 749-1444. Big in Iowa is in the studio with us tonight. And if you'd like a Big in Iowa CD for free, we'll send you one in the mail via Pony Express.
You guys ever heard Pepper Potpourri?
Give us a call at 749-1444. Again, the phone number 7491-444. Big in Iowa on the Chris and Rob Show.
Now you got this Mike McGuire guy who called earlier, and he plays one of those big old-school organs. What's he bringing to the band? What's he all about? Why are you hanging out with an old dude?
Hammond B3 organ. Number one, because he's got the tone and the sound, and he was very helpful in making the record. Plus, he has Pepper Potpourri by the pound.
And not to mention, he picks up all the chicks. We forgot about, it's not the drummer, it's the organ player.
But, yeah, the B3 organ, man, there's nothing that sounds... you can have your high-tech... synthesizer, computer, digital thingamajigs, but none of them sound like the Hammond B3 organ. I mean, if you ever go see, the big touring bands, they all carry them because the roadies do it and the band doesn't.
Has he got one of those Leslie speakers with the rotating tones in it?
Giant Leslie. Yes.
Yeah. Those things are cool.
It is, and it's just like a sound. You don't get anywhere.
Well, name a song on the record that he plays on, and we'll
Life Takes Place is one.
Life Takes Place features Mark McGuire. Mike McGuire.
Big Moose.
From the Mike McGuire
Show.
Yes,
Big Moose. His son is also in a great band called 12 Rods. It is on
V2, the new Virgin label, their record's coming out real soon. They're already, they've already got their record out worldwide. They're a real good band, too.
With a Hammond organ, Life Takes Place.
The Bingo Kid.
By Big in Iowa. Yeah, it's a hippie organ going on there with Big in Iowa, with the hippie organ player. Check it out. Big in Iowa, the new CD is called Twisted, and this is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
You know, we forgot to mention about Big Moose is he's really close personal friends with Soupy Sales also.
For real? Soupy Sales is a funny guy.
Look, I could get you guys a phoner with the Soup.
We did Soupy Sales.
He's been on twice already. Thank you very
much. I'm
telling
you.
We did Buddy Hackett. We did Jerry Lewis.
Did Buddy Hackett
We did the guy inside the robot suit on Lost in Space. We did Sherman Helmsley.
This is the Chris and frickin' Rob Late Night Talk Show. We've had them all on
well,
before.
Will you get any more callers? Is this it?
Yeah, we got a
now, we're going to talk to Robin Lacey from Robin Lacey into Zydeco. Let him know you, Zydeco, Robin Lacey.
Hello.
Hey, Robin, how are you?
I'm real good. How are you?
Good to hear from you.
Well, I'd love to have a copy of that CD.
Well, I don't see any reason that he said that
was
somebody
it
called. Yeah, let's go ahead and let's hook Robin up. What the heck?
Well,
you,
sure.
You can have one.
Is it going to come Pony Express?
No, they'll leave it in your mailbox here.
Oh, okay.
So, Robin Lacey, you're
I got to come there to get it. Okay.
Hey, Robin, you're a Cajun rockin' mother here in the tri-state. Have you ever been to a Big in Iowa concert?
No, I haven't. But I would have to congratulate them on winning their Cammy Award this year, though.
Thanks, Robin. That's very
good. Do you not go see them because, you know, you're in the Zydeco band and you guys are always gigging with their gigging when they're gigging?
Yeah,
or have you not gone because you think they suck?
That would be true.
Yeah,
they're always playing.
So if you're
Noah, are you working Thursday night?
Thursday night.
Yeah, you're working this Thursday.
No.
Well, why don't you come to the CD release party? We're playing with Mojo Nixon over
at
Ripley's.
Well, then I can pick up my CD at the party.
Well, when is your next radio gig here?
Next Tuesday.
This is real inside, you guys.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Robin, your name's on the guest list. Thanks
okay,
for your call.
Okay, see you then.
Okay.
Hey, wait a minute. What are you doing now? You hung up on
Yeah, we're done.
Okay.
He was on the last 2 hours. We had enough of him. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. 749-1444. We're yucking it up with Big in Iowa.
I just want to tell you, that guy from the V-Roys isn't calling because he's a drunken schmuck.
That's right. Well, you guys played with the
V-Roys. We opened for the V-Roys. Listen, they're a great live band. They're a lot of fun. They really are nice guys. But by the end of the show, they're so drunk, they can't even find their flies on their pants. They wet themselves.
But they rock, though.
They're a great band. It's true. But I was talking to that guy. You know, you guys are talking about their new record. I don't think it's going to be delayed a while. He was complaining.
It's already been delayed a while.
But it's even longer. I mean, there's major, somebody majorly is causing trouble for them.
But you know what?
What?
Our record's here. And you can get it at several places in the area.
Hey, you know what they say? You get your whole life to write your first album and 9 months to write your second. Is the second one as good as the brilliant debut Big in Iowa? Is Twisted up to the high levels that the debut set?
That's a better record.
It's so much better. It's Twisted that it's so much better. It's like, I can't even describe how much better this new album is.
It's just, it really is. The songs are better and there's a lot more, I mean, like I said, there's a lot more depth and it is. The songs are a little different too. They're not all, you know, I don't think this record sounds hardly anything like the first
record.
It's
probably what David and David said too.
The songs in the first CD are all great. It's just, I think, if we could re-record them.
That's a great obscure reference.
I forgot about that.
If we could re-record the songs in the first CD, I think it'd be a big difference. But as of right now, the second one's much better.
The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, 749-1444. We're giving away Big in Iowa CDs. We got Big in Iowa here in the studio, rock line style, taking your calls. If you want to call in and say, you're my favorite band of all time, I broke up with my second husband because of you. You know, go right ahead, 749-1444.
Where do you get the inspiration for the songs? Just life living in Hamilton? Is that what the songs are all about, or what's it about?
Just different stories for each song. I mean, just... most of them are real life experiences. Just you have to pick a song, and I'll tell you, it's just, you know, so many different.
Go ahead.
So many different, you know, ideas behind every song.
And some of the songs have nothing to do with anything.
Yes.
Have any of your friends or acquaintances noticed that you wrote a song about them and came back and said, like Justine the Acid Queen,
or like Raging?
I don't know how many acid gobbling waitresses there are in Hamilton. No more than 3 dozen, I'm sure. But name Justine probably narrows it down.
Well, it depends on if you hang out on Joe Nuxall Boulevard or not.
So who is this Raging chick? We're going to play a song here called Raging. You obviously named it after a former lover, a jilted lover, or a sister.
Screwed the governor or something, according to your song.
Do you really want to know the truth about that?
Yeah. We wouldn't have asked.
No, don't.
Okay.
Now tell us, what the hell, who's Ray Jean?
No, I'm holding out.
Who's Ray Jean?
Ask Bob.
Ken wrote the song, ask Ken.
Thing that you've ever been seen. She's got hair on the side.
Ray G, now do you know what that's all about?
Now, I'll tell you what that song is about if you really want to know.
Yeah, I do.
See, there was this, when I was, there was this girl in Hamilton that was, she was this, she was an African-American woman, very beautiful. And all these guys I knew wanted to go out with her, but they were afraid because they were white. And she was black, and they were afraid of the stigma that would be attached to them by their Ku Klux Klan neighbors and friends if they did such a thing.
In Middletown.
In Hamilton, it's the same. I mean, the people don't appreciate Hamilton for what the cultural screw-up, malfunctioning, moronic place it is. I can remember. Now, listen, you don't, before you say a thing, Mr. Quick to jump the gun, I just want to, look, man's getting offended. I hurt his feelings.
Mr. Green Hills.
Mr. Suburban Punk. Anyway, I mean, when I was in, like, 10 or 11 years old, I remember my mom and dad, we would go into the store on a Saturday, and there'd be, like, 5 Klansmen on each corner handing out pamphlets in Hamilton, Ohio. Does that happen where you grew up?
No.
Do they find alligators in the river where you grow up?
No.
See?
No. You have an exclamation point?
Yeah, you got an exclamation point?
I come from Forest Park, and they got white people and black people intermingling, and everything's groovy about all that, and then... No problem.
I'm just telling you, but this was, you know, this is the way life is.
On a school bus every other day, it's either,
you got a guy in
the rock and roll station or the
wind. On Easter Sunday, you got that?
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show with Big in Iowa. Big in Iowa's in the studio and laughing a little too much. 749-1444 is the phone number.
You have to laugh at her, you get suicidal.
Right.
Cincinnati only has like one big Catholic festival, St. Rita's. Butler County has a million
small
ones.
Don't forget about St. Cecilia's. St. Cecilia's and Oakley has a huge festival.
They're all weak.
You know, I was just at the big chicken dinner out at Queen of Peace last week.
They got one on the west side, too.
They were killing people. There was a storm. A tent was collapsing. Killing people. They were genuflecting and running around like cockroaches.
Like dollar beers all summer long.
It was insane. Okay, is there something else?
So does Hamilton seep through in your every musical note?
Not every. I mean, look, man, there's a lot of stuff. There's country, there's blues, there's rock, there's some jazzy stuff on this record. There's a lot of different styles. I mean, I guess so, yeah. You know.
What? I mean, you get all that in Hamilton?
Well, yeah.
It's not just a hillbilly city. Troutman's from Hamilton.
Roger Troutman, I'll tell you, one of the best jazz piano players I know, John Bercall, is from Hamilton. Cal Collins used to teach at Mijas Music in Hamilton. Eddie Drake, one of the great fingerstyle guitar player.
I've said for years and years, I've said that Hamilton is the cradle of civilization.
The guy invented the Richter scale, Mr. Richter,
he's from
Hamilton.
Bill Toll, one of the champions of solar energy, actually from New Miami, but it's close enough.
The guy who wrote Here Comes the Make Way for Ducklings, Robert McCloskey.
Don't forget the
Hamilton.
Finger fitness expert either.
Greg Irwin, the finger fitness guy, is from Hamilton.
I've said for years, for years
Greg
I've said that Hamilton's the cradle of civilization because the way I see it.
I played softball with Randy when we were growing up. Randy Cheek from the Ass Ponies.
Oh, boy. They're a Hamilton band. They're kind of hillbilly band.
I'm just telling you.
I've said for years that Hamilton is the cradle of civilization, because the way I see it...
You're just trying to be a little Green Hills, rich boy, private school,
suburban
smart ass.
Punk.
I know. At least Hamilton is a city. It's not Green Hills where you say, where's downtown? They point to a strip mall. There's a heart of a city in Hamilton.
Yeah, we got the Soldier's Monument,
We got a dam fest. We got some...
A river. There's a river there. I know there's a river there. And a bridge.
River.
You got a
and
bridge.
Brown algae.
You got three different bridges. Got Brown. We got Chemdyne, the toxic dump site. We got
Don't forget the knob. You guys got the knob.
We got the knob.
Where in your neighborhood do they have like chicken coops in the backyard, buddy?
There's a pig in Norwood. I saw a pig in Norwood the other day.
Yeah, there you go.
It was a big one too. All right. Anyway, Iowa.
One of those Vietnamese potbelly pigs that grew up not a real pig.
Catch the show Thursday night at Ripley's.
Ripley's. Mojo Nixon, Rick Hickey. We've got. The Barrel House Brewery's coming out. They're going to bring samples of beer to hand to the crowd. We got wings.
Free beer? Are you saying free beer?
They have some samples to hand
out. Are you saying free beer?
I can't say the word free beer.
Now, are they little bitty, like, 4-ounce glasses, or are they going to be, here's a beer, here's a 12-ounce beer?
It's like Richard Cunningham says, how many little glasses do you have? You have 4 of them, it doesn't make any difference.
So each person doing, like, one little free beer.
No, it's
an online
promotion.
Lots of free beer.
I'm telling you.
No, you're not, because you said you can't say it, so...
Isn't that illegal?
Confirm or deny! Confirm or deny!
Confirm free beer.
Confirm or deny!
Confirm free beer.
Don't forget July 2nd, Lonnie Mack.
Yeah, we're going to open for Lonnie Mack at the Southgate.
Lonnie Mack rocks. He's all right for an old guy.
But I'm telling you, the big thing is the CD release party Thursday. Come on down.
Huge. Check it out. Big in Iowa.
It's premium. It's huge. It's, if it isn't from Scotland, it sucks.
This is from the new CD, Twisted.
What song are we playing now?
I don't know. Chris is sweating.
It's called Is This Love, Big in Iowa.